This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Good day, everybody. This is Les, VK5KLD, with all the news from the Northeast Radio Club. Now, next Friday, the 13th of December, will be the last meeting of the Northeast Radio Club for 2024. And this will be an informal general meeting for members, partners and friends to get together and socialise. So bring along some nibbles and your favourite beverage. There will also be tea, coffee and soft drinks available as usual. So get to the Modbury West Community Hall by 7:15pm next Friday night for a friendly evening at the Northeast Radio Club. There will be some great door prizes. And who knows, it could be that Santa may show up. And if Santa's already brought you some new ham gear, bring it along and show us. So that's next Friday, the 13th of December, at the Northeast Radio Club meeting. Now, our ever-popular Wednesday Coffee Club will be having a rest during the Christmas New Year period. The last coffee club for this year will be on Wednesday the 18th of December, and it will recommence on Wednesday the 8th of January 2025. Now, some of you may have noticed that VK5RSA repeater was off air last Friday, and you may have had difficulties accessing the Link Repeater Network. Now, the managers of the Link Repeater Network notified the Northeast Radio Club that it was inactive due to a power outage. But we still had a dozen or so participants on the FTruit net. So many thanks to Dean, VK5HMV, and his many helpers for providing the marvellous Link Repeater Network. Well, that's all for this week. 73 is in good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK5HCF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Last Saturday week, and again yesterday, a small number of our members mustered their enthusiasm and jumped into cleaning up one of the bays in our shed. Several small rolls of assorted coaxial cable and other bits of wire were put aside for taking to Adelaide to sell. A number of items which were of no further use were taken to the dump, and one bay of the large shelving unit was emptied of stuff which got moved to empty compartments on the remaining shelves. This one section will be removed from the back wall and relocated to a side wall, which will give us an extra 600mm of length and which will then allow our new club trailer to fit in the shed. There is still a bit of doubt about the height requirements, but we have a couple of ways of dealing with this if it turns out to be a problem. Once we have that project sorted out, we will be attacking our old club trailer and stripping out all of the radios, antennas, and then removing the Clark pump-up mast to prepare it for sale. Once that exercise is complete, we will start work on designing the interior of the new trailer, and then we can commence the fabrication process. All of this will take time and considerable effort, and probably the expenditure of some more money, as we will need to get some windows custom made because we are planning on installing a false wall inside the current large opening wall. We were very lucky to get hold of this trailer as it is very well built, being ex-Victorian government, and should suit our needs very well indeed. We thank Andrew, VK5MAS, for spotting it for sale, and Nick, VK5NJS, for travelling to Port Fairy in Victoria and towing it home for us. President Peter, VK5BE, also gets a gong for doing the negotiating and securing the unit for us. That's all I have for this week, and so the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And, of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Last weekend, we had our Horus 63 high-altitude balloon launch, flying an airborne crossband repeater. Horus 63 flew for a bit over 2 hours, reached 31.3 kilometres altitude, and landed in a paddock to the east of Walker Flat. We had 79 contacts through the repeater and the log, with stations as far away as Port Lincoln, Whyalla, Mildura and Horsham joining in on the fun. Thanks to Grant, VK5GR, for running net control during the flight. This repeater will definitely make a reappearance in the new year, with plans to launch it on a much larger balloon so we can get coverage right across to Melbourne. We also had one of our imagery payloads on the flight, transmitting pictures live to the ground. Unfortunately, we had some focus issues with the lens on this flight, but we gathered a lot of useful data to help fix the issue, and still got some pretty nice photographs of South Australia from the higher parts of the flight. A big thanks to everyone that got involved in the launch, whether helping out at the launch site, receiving telemetry and imagery, coming out on the chase and recovery, or calling in on the repeater. Expect another launch sometime early in the next year, once the weather cools down a bit. AREG's last meeting for the year will be held on Friday the 20th of December. This month's presentation will be from Bob, VK5FO, giving us an introduction to 3D printing. Bob will cover some of the entry-level 3D printers available, the different filament types, and how to get started using designs you can find online. This will be held at the Fulham Community Centre, with doors opening at 7 p.m. and the presentation kicking off at 7:30 p.m. We won't be holding a general business meeting this month. Instead, there'll be time after the presentation for a catch-up and a chat before we break for the holiday season. As usual, for more information on all upcoming AREG events, check out the AREG website at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.